This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, Idaho's history is full of weird, surprising, even some quirky stories, but a lot of them were stuck in the archives. Well, until now. Artist Kelly Knopp and Idaho State Historical Society's Amber Byerly have teamed up on a new children's book. It's called A Little While Ago in Idaho, and both of them are joining us live today to talk about this. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Kelly, I want to start with you. You actually went to Amber with this idea for the book. What inspired that?
Amber and I had worked together on a number of sort of projects or events that mix history with artwork. And I'm always the guy hanging out with her asking for like, what's the thing that people don't know, or you kind of like, it's not in the normal like curriculum of telling people. And she always usually had some pretty good stuff for me. So I knew when I came up with this idea for A While Ago in Idaho that she needed to be involved for sure.
So Amber, quickly walk us through what reading the book is like. I mean, technically it's a children's book, but I'm assuming anybody can pick it up and read it.
Yeah, I think that's the best part about it. It's very approachable. You've got this lovable character that Kelly came up with, Belmont Beaver, and he's gonna walk you through Idaho with these fun and interesting facts. And they had to pass the fun facts because I gave Kelly all the interesting stuff, and I could tell by the look on his face when it wasn't good enough. So I think we're both kind of like kids, so it works. And we both have kids, so we really did something that could be enjoyed by families and adults. You can actually tour through in the back of the book and check where all the places that you've been. So it's really about experiential learning. And I think we both appreciate that.
That's really cool. Okay. So I'm curious, favorite stories you've uncovered. Kelly, let me start with you. Is there one that became your favorite?
You know, there's a few, but one that's really interesting is the fact that the star garnet is only found in Northern Idaho and in India.
Wow.
That was one when I heard the first time I had to almost like double check Amber's work myself. But
Amber, what about you?
You know, I have to stay true to my roots. I'm a Boise State alum, and I, you know, obviously everyone, you know, most people know we've got the blue turf, but they don't know that everyone has to check with Boise State if they want a non-green field. That includes all universities and, you know, schools across the country. And I think that's a really neat thing that makes Idaho pretty darn unique.
I love that story. Yeah. You know what I think is neat about this too? So I've got kiddos and one of them has been through fourth grade. So they do Idaho history and you know, the things you learn with that. So this could actually potentially be a part of that curriculum, I would think.
I would love for that to happen. We're hard at work on book 2 and 3 and just trying to cover all the nooks and crannies of Idaho and digging up stuff that kids are going to want to go home and brag to their friends or their parents. It's been a really awesome experience working with Amber on this.
Yeah, and we're reaching out to teachers now, and we want teachers to reach out to us. We've got the website A While Ago in Idaho where we want people to submit their ideas, because guess what? I don't know it all. And sometimes there's some great things that people can give to us and bring to us. So we want to include those ideas. And we really do in this time of, you know, a pandemic and distance learning, you know, this might be an opportunity for parents to be, you know, fun teachers as well. So It's all about experiential learning and getting out there with your family and just experiencing Idaho.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, you don't know everything. None of us do, but this kind of goes back to the fact that the cover of the book features the parachuting beavers. And this is actually a story that our own producer, Samantha Wright, actually broke several years ago. So Kelly, I mean, that's a great example of a quirky, cool Idaho story. And what a great idea for the cover.
Yeah, that's one of the internal pages. But yeah, I absolutely agree. It's one of those things that you hear and you're like, I'm going to go look into that. And I think that's the point of this book, is sort of inspiring that interest to learn more about where you live. I definitely think the facts in here kind of kick that off for kids and families. Yeah.
And Amber, Kelly mentioned you have at least two other books in the pipeline. Is it still with this theme? I mean, because that's how many stories there are that we may not know about.
Oh, 100%. It's endless. And the thing about history is we're making it right now. So some of these are a little more contemporary for kids, but some of them go way far back. And I think that was important to have that mix, to know that, you know, history is happening, you know, all the time, all around us. And so we want to make sure that all those things are pertinent. And it kind of puts people, you know, especially kids, gives them that sense of place. And of course, there's a lot of people that are moving to Idaho. And I think everybody knows that, right? And that's not necessarily true. So exactly. I think just providing that opportunity for everybody to get that sense of place and learn about this pretty amazing state of ours.
And one of you mentioned your website. Can one of you talk a little bit about that? Because I'm assuming kids can get on it right now, especially, you know, with that online learning aspect, maybe give them another activity or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's awhileagoinidaho.com. You can purchase the book there. You can find out kind of more about the project. There's some bios for myself and Amber. And then there's also some free to download activity sheets. I think there's about 5 or 6 now, and I'll be adding to those in the next couple of weeks as well.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and taking some time. What a great, great idea for a book. We've been talking with Kelly Knopp and Amber Byerly, the artist historian duo behind the new children's book, A While Ago in Idaho. We will make sure to link their website onto our website so you can find it. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are working on a series of interviews about growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley. And we really want to include your voice and your stories in this. So how has rapid growth and rising housing costs affected you? Leave us a voicemail. You can call 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. And we may just use your message on the air. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate you taking time out of your day. And a huge thank you to all of you who donated for our fall fund drive the last couple of days. We not only appreciate you listening, we appreciate you putting skin in the game financially and continuing to support this public radio station. So thank you for all of our listeners for doing that. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. As I said, it's Thursday. The sun is shining. I hope you find a little bit of joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we will see you back here tomorrow.